Argonis waited, head bowed as the doors of the throne room sealed. Behind him, he was aware of the lingering presence of Malloghurst standing in the shadows. Around him, the emptiness echoed. Only minutes before, it had been filled with captains, shipmasters, and commanders of every part of the Warmaster's forces. Now, it was as though they had never been.
You are wondering why I summoned you, Argonis.
Horus turned from a viewport, through which he had been watching the blackness and stars beyond. The starlight was weak, and gave more shadows to his face than illumination. The beast pelt draped across his shoulders seemed marked by frost, and the gold and black of his armor was a sketch in the gloom. The Warmaster's right hand seemed to be holding something small, and so black that the light did not touch it. He reached out and dropped the small dark shape onto the top of a pillar set before the viewport. It looked like a red pearl. Whatever it was, it hit the black iron of the pillar's top with a deep note that hung in the air. Argonis tasted blood on his lips, and for a moment he wanted to shout for rage at the turn of fate which had led him to where he was standing and what he was. Then his eyes moved from the red pearl, and both feeling and taste vanished. Horus was looking at him, eyes dark and unblinking.
Great events are only great because they are witnessed. And today, Argonis, I have chosen you as my witness.
By your will, my lord.
So meek? I remember you with more fire in your spit, Argonis. Or did your penance rob you of that quality?
I will never fail you again, Lord.
No, you will not.
The shadows seemed to crawl across Horus's face for an instant. Argonis felt his muscles and gut tense, as though for a blow.
But you served me well at Talarn, and you will do so again on other worlds, all the way from here to the Gates of Terror.
You honor me, Lord.
Honor? No. I do not honor you, Argonis. I use you. You are a weapon, and a valuable one, but a weapon nonetheless. And weapons are only as useful as what they can help destroy.
Argonis remained silent. The light of warships came into view beyond the viewport. Farther out, dozens of other vessels were already burning hard to reach their positions.
You have questions as to this campaign. I could see them on your face during the war council.
I know your orders. I have nothing that requires an answer, my lord.
But you still would like answers, would you not? Questions are like that. They make one unsatisfied until they are replaced by fact. Come, ask what you will.
Why did you send an emissary to Akasar Beta? The scout and intelligence reports were already clear that Myrmidax Kadith and his magi would not comply. Why make the demand of fealty at all?
Because I needed a reason for ships to enter the system and then seem to leave. Because I had to give Myrmidax Kadith something to focus on while other wheels turned around him.
The emissary was never going to succeed or survive.
As I said, Argonis, weapons are only as useful as what they can help destroy.
Horus smiled for the first time. Argonis felt ice run down his spine. The Warmaster placed his hand on Argonis' shoulder and gestured to the dark before the throne. Cones of hololithic light unfolded in the air. Maps of a star system, battle pict feeds and tactical projections spun into being in front of Argonis's eyes.
Come, my son. Watch and listen.